Well, the FAI Cup draw first round took place today in the very first fixture out. Galway United with a home game against Bangor Celtic in July. And delighted to be joined by the Galway United goalkeeper, Brendan Clark. And Brendan, thanks so much for joining us here in Galway Bay FM. First, pleasure talking to you. And your first thoughts on that FAI Cup draw?
No problem, Darren. Thanks for having me on. I was down at the draw. Obviously forced out against Bangor Celtic. I've been around the league long enough to have played in some of these cup games against non-league sides and know how tricky they can be. I know they've just finished their season and stuff, so they'll be kind of getting back into pre-season probably a little bit earlier with our game in mind. So I'd be surprised if Ollie hasn't watched them already, even though the draw was only made a couple of hours ago. But sure, look, when that comes around, we'll be well prepared and we'll give them the full respect that they deserve, and we'll give the game the respect it deserves as well, and we'll look to get into the next round.
Yeah, like even last year, Galway United had, I think it was Bluebell United in the opening round. Well, many people here wouldn't know much about Bangor Celtic. I suppose, Brendan, for yourself, growing up, you'd be aware of them anyway, because they wouldn't be too far away from Ballyfermotor, from Cherry Orchard.
No, they'd have been around the Leinster Senior Leagues and stuff, and I would have played against them in the Leinster Senior Cup and stuff with Pats and in games like that and pre-season friendlies and that. So, they've played against League of Ireland opposition before. So, I'm sure they won't be fearful coming to us. And we need to be ready for what they bring. And I've no doubt with the coaching staff and the preparation that we go through, we'll be fully ready.
Yeah, and they are a team that often makes this stage of the FAI Cup. I think they were here last year up against Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah, and look, it's all credit to them, and I'm sure that they'll look at it as a free hit, you know, to get into the next round, and I'm sure they would have liked a home draw, but obviously we're delighted to be at home in Amy DC Park, and but like you said, they have pedigree in this tournament, in the competition, and they'll know what it's all about. And I'm sure they won't be caught off guard kind of by the occasion. But, you know, it's something we'll be ready for.
The FAI Cup is like the ultimate dream for many footballers in Ireland. But, of course, yourself, you've enjoyed great success in this competition, winning with Sligo in 2011, St. Pat's in 2014, and coming very, very close last season with Shelburne too. How would you describe, Brendan, best to what the FAI Cup means to yourself personally and also the players in Ireland?
Yeah, look, it's the showpiece event, isn't it, at the end of the season? The day out in the Aviva, it's an incredible experience for any footballer. It's one that kind of gives me kind of a lot of memories that I'll hold with me until I die. Obviously, last year didn't go too well for us at Shelbourne, but, you know, my son was out on the pitch with me before and after the game, and you know, it's stuff like that kind of we're in a position that we're able to do for our families and stuff, you know, and give them the big day out, because that's kind of what it's all about, isn't it, you know? But yeah, like you said, I've been lucky enough to have won it twice and stuff, and you know, even though we're kind of first division this year, I mean, you look at last season's semi-final lineup, it was Treaty United and Waterford up against Derry and ourselves at Shell, so we know it's not impossible for a first division club to go a long way into the tournament, and then I mean, if you're lucky enough to get to the semi final stage, you're one game away from the Aviva, which, you know, anything can happen, I suppose.
Well, Brendan, we're hoping your arrival is good for the omens, because we still remember 1991 so well here. How are you finding life in Galway?
Really enjoying it, Darren. Really enjoying it. I'm up and down the road a couple of times a week, but the club have been fantastic. It's a top club. I wasn't sure what to expect when I was coming down to meet John in the off season and that, but you know, I drove down and he took me around for a spin and showed me the training ground and the gym facilities, and obviously we were at the stadium and that. So look, it's a Premier Division club in all, but kind of in terms of infrastructure and everything that goes with being a professional club. We just need to get there. But in terms of my own enjoyment, yeah, it's been great. Obviously, results have gone really well for us this season, which kind of helps with the enjoyment. But look, that's what we're paid to do. So it's good that we can turn up and do our jobs on Fridays, and you know, and hopefully kick on now and have a good season.
But even as you say that as well, Brendan, you know yourself with Shelburne 2 years ago, it's a very, very difficult division to get out of, let alone win, but there's only one guaranteed spot. It's important for Galway to maintain the momentum that you've had so far.
Yeah, and like I said, that has been drilled into us from John and Ollie and Chris and the rest of the staff, that it's you can only look forward to the next game. If you look too far down the line, or if you disrespect the team on any given night, you get beaten. And that's something we don't want to happen. So, you know, you go into some of our team meetings and you wouldn't think that we're as far ahead as we are, or we've had the season that we've had. It's you might think we're fighting relegation or whatever it is. Things are that kind of tense in the meetings, but that's what we need to keep us going, to keep us motivated, to keep us, you know, pushing on to the next game and the next game and the next game. We just keep ticking these off, and that's the plan. We're not looking too far ahead. There's no one getting above the stations. There's no champagne on ice that's being mentioned anywhere else. It's the next game, and that's the most important thing for us.
Yeah, because even I made that point in Over the Line this week too. What's impressed me, not necessarily just the wins that you've been picking up, but the two games that you didn't win so far, you've bounced back straight away. Even we're talking the day after that big 6-0 victory over Finn Harps. And that's the important thing, is that when you get a day that it doesn't happen, that you get hit the ground running the next day and try and get the result.
Yeah, and even in them two games, I mean, we conceded really early against Longford, but I think anyone who watched the game back, you know, on another night we could score 3 or 4 goals and win the game comfortably. That's football. That's this league. Nothing's handed to you. And even last week, the Bray result, we get out to 10 men just after half time, can see the penalty, gets to 1-1, and I thought we were incredible. Defensively in the second half of the Bray game, I said after the game, there was lads deflated after the game that we've dropped points, and I'm saying you can get more out of playing a game like that and hanging on for a point or whatever than you can do steamrolling teams. You know, it kind of shows the togetherness in the group, and you're fighting for something different now. You're fighting to hang on to a point instead of for 3 points because the circumstances dictated that. So yeah, Bray, we dropped points, but that, you know, it was a positive from our end of things. And like I said, we bounced back last night and kind of really attacked the game, and we're fortunate enough to be 4-0 up after 20 minutes.
Quick word in Wexford, Brendan, before I let you go. With two good results against them so far, 4-0 down there and a 2-0 at home. And again, before we take a couple of weeks off from the league, you'll be looking again to try and pick up another big result.
That's it. It's Wexford's next 3 points on offer. And everything's geared towards going to Wexford to take them 3 points back home with us. But we know how good Wexford can be. Their form lately has been really good. And their performances have been really good. You know, they beat Cove there last night 2-1, I think it was. So we'll know about their threats. We'll do all our due diligence in terms of looking back on games and how we can hurt them and looking how can they hurt us and how can we prevent that from happening. So, like I said, the focus is always on the next game with us. And it's Wexford this week before we go into the break, and it'd be nice to get down there and take 3 points back. But that's the plan.
We hope you do it as well, Brendan. We finish in the cup team finally. I was looking at your Twitter today. Am I going to be the Manchester United fan congratulating the Man City fan on an FA Cup win at the weekend?
I think you are, Darren. Yeah, I think you are. It was a good game, wasn't it?
It was a good game. The better team won. There'll be no arguments here for me on that side, anyway. We won't fall out over it.
No. Not at all.
And Brendan, I'll even say best luck in the Champions League final on Saturday. And thanks for being
you don't mean
here.
That. As a man, there's no way you mean that. You don't want to have another team having a treble.
No, I'll keep very quiet during the match and see what I say afterwards.
Brilliant.